after you wash them, you have to run them through water, and you call that...
Rinse.
Okay.
Rinse.
What is the item that you use to scrape food particles off dishes that won't come off very easily?
Well, there's a word called scraper.
Okay.
But then you could use a knife for it, any knife.
Well, let's say the cloth or rag that you use, what do you call that?
A rag?
Yeah.
A dish rag?
Okay.
A dish rag.
That's fine.
That's right. You use a dish rag ordinarily, but you use a scraper for something that the dish rag wouldn't remove.
Okay. Fine. Okay, after taking a bath, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Okay. In the winter, if it's very cold, you have to watch out for your pipes, because if you don't keep them warm, they will...
Freeze.
Okay. And if they freeze, they will...
Burst.
Okay. Can you give me the principal parts of freeze?
Freeze, froze, frozen.
Okay. What do you call the big container that, let's say 50 gallons that flour and meal comes in?
Barrel.
Okay. And what about a big container that molasses used to come in? What molasses or lard?
Would it be a hogshead? Hogshead?
It could be, I don't...
Oh, would it, let's see, this is another word. I don't recall that name. That size container had been used in so many years that I haven't heard the word used in many years.
Okay, have you ever heard of a stand of molasses? A stand?
Stand?
Yes. S-T-A-N-D. Stand.
I've heard a stand of a certain plant. A stand of a...
Yeah, I know what you mean, like. Or a stand of trees.
A stand of willows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A stand of maples or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A stand of cottonwood.
You're right. Okay, what do you...
I imagine that would be used maybe for small trees or a shrubbery of some kind.
But it wouldn't be near as large as...
As woods or a forest.
As a wood, or a grove or something.
It'd be
like
a small area of something.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call the item that you use to urge horses forward? The item that you use to hit horses with?
A whip?
Yeah, sure. Okay. If you bought fruit or something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
bag, paper bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term poke?
P-O-K-E?
Yes. To refer to a paper bag?
I've never used it myself.
But have you ever heard it or have known other people who've used it?
How would you use it?
Well, it just means a paper bag. Like, you know the expression, pig in a poke.
I've never heard it used.
You never heard the expression, pig in a poke?
I've heard the pig in a poke.
Yeah.
But I never thought, and I knew it meant something